So the title of my offertory today is Earnest. In the year 2021, my wife and I began shopping for a new home. At that point in time, interest rates were very low, making it a good time to get financing, and having had four boys that were rapidly outgrowing their space, it was time for us to find something with a little bit more breathing room. At that point in time, it was a seller's market, so we realized we could get a good price on our home, and we decided to go for it. We did it. The trouble, of course, with being a seller's market is that we were also a buyer, so we had to compete in that market, that real estate market of 2021, which was booming. It took us a lot of time and effort to research homes that we would want to see, look at them in person, make a judgment about whether we would be comfortable living there, and very quickly figure out how much money we would want to put in on these homes as an offer. It took us a while. It was heartbreaking. We looked at so many homes, so many that had flaws that we thought we could work with. And boy, there were some that I'm really glad we did not win, by the way. We wound up in a great home. But as we were first touring the home that we now live in, we were at first very discouraged because it was perfect. It was just right. Well, almost perfect. It does not have a three-car garage, I will say that. I wish I had that. But regardless, it suits us well. So we went through the process of putting in an offer and took a little bit of maneuvering, but we actually won the offer. And that's when it got interesting. We had to put in our earnest money, our down payment. We didn't exactly have tens of thousands of dollars of cash sitting around, so we had to scramble to figure out where to pull it from, but it required a little creativity, but we managed to do it and give them the earnest money. The earnest money, the down payment, is what seals the deal in a big transaction, such as buying a home. When buyers make a payment in earnest, it proves that they are serious about their intentions to actually follow through and make the purchase in full. They put their own skin in the game, so to speak. They don't just say, yes, I will buy that thing, just hold it for me and I'll pay you when I get financing. It doesn't work like that. The earnest money shows that we are serious. On the Feast of Pentecost, we are reminded of the down payment that God gives for us, which is His Holy Spirit. Did you know that it is a down payment? Let's take a look at Ephesians 1, and I'll read verses 13 through 14. Ephesians 1, beginning in verse 13. In Him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. That word guarantee, if you look in the margin, it in the New King James Version, it means down payment or earnest. When we receive the Holy Spirit, it is God's way of showing that He is serious about our salvation. So serious, in fact, that He is willing to give us what we need to overcome this world. Not just a Bible. We don't get that. That's not it. He gives us His power. It is His power that lives within us to help us, guide us, our decisions, to help us discern between right and wrong. With the Holy Spirit, we have God's first installment in our redemption. It shows that He is serious. It proves in earnest that He intends to bring us into his family as glorified God beings. We have to wait until that time when we will be glorified to be brought into the family of God as glorified members in his family, but we don't have to wait to have his power working within us right now. It's his down payment in our lives that helps us today, right now. It is the power of God. Nothing short of that. Going over to 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 through 5, elaborates even more in context. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has also given us the Spirit as a guarantee. Our hope is to pass from this burdensome, carnal life, with all of its imperfections, sufferings, problems, to that glorified, eternal state of perfection that God has prepared for us. Our earnestness is involved here as well. We put skin in the game for our salvation. We earnestly desire, by coming here, observing these holy days, being obedient to God and his commandments, that is how we earnestly desire to be brought into the glorified family of God. God knows exactly what he is doing in our lives right now. He knows what we need. He knows that we cannot obtain salvation without his Spirit. We can't do it by ourselves. He knows that. Since he desires for us to be successful, he gives us the Holy Spirit to guide us through it all. It is his way of demonstrating that he is taking personal stake in our individual salvation, mine and yours, individually. We are not left to accomplish this on our own. In this passage, when we read that the Spirit is a guarantee, that same word, guarantee, is used, meaning down payment or earnest. The Spirit is a guarantee or a payment made in earnest, showing that he will follow through with his promise to redeem our lives. If God gives us of his Holy Spirit as a way of showing his earnest intentions to bring us to salvation, we should consider the power of that. Consider how we show our gratitude. Consider how wonderful it is that he includes us in his plan. We begin showing our gratitude for this tremendous power that we have in our lives through obedience to him. That is our way, as we learned yesterday, of showing our love for him. But as he gives to us, we also have an opportunity to give back to him, to show our gratitude. Since we're in 2 Corinthians, if you haven't closed your book yet, let's go over to 2 Corinthians 9, and I'll read verses 6 through 8. 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 6. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So that each one gives as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have abundance for every good work. When we consider our offering today, when we consider our gratitude, it is worth taking a moment to consider the magnitude of what God does for us. He has imbued us with his power in our lives. There is nothing greater. We have the promise of salvation, but we have not received that salvation yet in its final state. But we do have the Holy Spirit today, which is the power of God that lives and works in our lives. This is what helps us to overcome sin in this world, to discern the truth, to live in the best possible way. How valuable is that to you? So valuable that there's no way that it could be purchased. It can only be given as a gift. And you have that gift. Now we have an opportunity to give God a gift. Our offering reflects the gratitude that we have in our heart for what God does in our lives. Something that we see in this passage is that when we sow bountifully, we will reap bountifully. Does that mean that the greater the size of our offering, the greater benefits and blessings we can get from God? No. Sorry, that's not how it works. It's not what it means. It means that when we have great gratitude for God's gifts and we express that in earnest loving of the truth, practicing righteousness, and through our offerings, it pleases God tremendously. This is what it takes to have a healthy relationship with God. When we do have a healthy relationship with Him, He blesses us bountifully, giving us an abundance for every good work. Today is the Feast of Pentecost, as I've been reiterating, during which we are reminded of the Spirit that God gives us. We know that on these holy days, we are commanded to appear before God with an offering. Now, we have the opportunity to show God our gratitude as cheerful givers. And as we do so, we'll be now taking up an offering.